Welcome to the SDSU Extension Radio Network. I'm Pam Geppert. The primary principles of soil health include limiting soil disturbance, crop diversity, and keeping the soil covered. SDSU Extension Crop Production Specialist David Karkey states, crop residue is an ideal protector of the soil.
First and foremost is keeping the carbon in the soil, providing food for the microbes. Going residue does help that. Residue also helps, just physically speaking, in landscape like ours, keeping the soil from blowing away from the field. Even have a, help to retain in the snow in the winter.
A study conducted by SDSU and USDA researchers illustrates how crop residue plays a key role in improving soil health. Karkey explains the three-year study took place in fields managed with no-till for 15 years. The two treatments which were tested left residue after corn harvest in one block and removed all residue above 6 inches in the other. He shares the results of the residue study.
Soil organic carbon was improved by up to 22% in the part that residue was retained, and total nitrogen was improved by 17%. Soil penetration resistance, or the porosity, that was improved by 24%. Bulk density was generally lower in the field that had more residue on it. And on water retention capacity, a little bit improved water retention capacity. So overall, these 3 years of data did suggest that it had a positive impact of crop residue.
Karkey states leaving crop residues of all kinds in the field after harvest is a significant strategy for improving the long-term health of the soil. Visit extension.sdstate.edu to learn more.